It's another stellar spring day across New York and western New England. Under bright sunny skies, temperatures have warmed into the 50s and 60s through the area. Dew point temperatures remain quite low, and that means our relative humidity is low, and we still have a gusty breeze at times, so there is still that threat for brush fires as we go through the rest of the day. The greatest threat is from Connecticut north to Massachusetts, then northeast to New Hampshire, where red flag warnings are in effect through early this evening, but all areas have at least an elevated threat for brush fires as we go through the late day and early evening. Our weather is dominated by high pressure, which is in control as we move into tonight. And it's going to be another cold night across New York and western New England. In fact, we have a frost advisory up for portions of the mid and lower Hudson Valley, also interior Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. All areas will dip to frosty levels or colder tonight, though the growing season hasn't started across most of our area. And that's why much of the region is not under a frost advisory, but temperatures will still be threatening to any sensitive plants. So we're looking at overnight lows that will drop off into the 20s and 30s across our area. The wind, which has been gusty through the day, will turn light as the night moves along, and it will stay mainly clear as we work through the overnight hours into tomorrow morning. Then as we move through the day tomorrow, that high-pressure area will work its way off to the east, so we'll have sunshine during the morning, and then clouds will increase through the day. We'll have a nice wind flow out of the south, and that will help to push temperatures up, so it's a warmer day tomorrow. In fact, many areas are up around 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. As we go through the afternoon hours into the evening, we will increase our chances for showers, especially west of the Hudson River. So in our western areas, through the Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, you'll have the best shot at seeing some wet weather before the day is through tomorrow. Then we have showers kind of scattered about our area tomorrow night. It'll be mild with temperatures in the 50s. It's another mild day on Friday, and as the storm works its way through, we'll have periods of showers, potentially even a couple of rumbles of thunder. The showers look to clear most of the area Friday night, though they could linger well to the south of the Albany area first thing on Saturday morning. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers, warmer, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and warmer, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late day shower, warmer, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, showers likely, and a chance of a thunderstorm, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Saturday, increasing sunshine, with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.